Welcome back to It'll Come to Me. This is me doing the intro for episode 7. It's funny because as I was listening and editing the episode, I was like, fuck, like, am I being too harsh? Am I being too hard on people who, you know, maybe didn't realize or understand what they were voting for? No, absolutely not. Fuck y'all. And I mean that 10 toes down. Absolutely. Because what the fuck? I feel like every single day the new horrors are released. Like every single day it's something. It's very much something every single day. So, again, fuck y'all. And though I will throw in a disclaimer about the audio, and not even like this necessarily the audio, but you know, I was very congested because God forbid a woman wants to cry about the state of the world. I did. I had a good cry. And then I took some RSO and I was like, you know what? Like I'm going to record an episode. And then halfway through the episode, I can hear myself getting incredibly stoned. It's like every minute that passes, I'm getting higher and higher and higher. And I'm speaking very slowly because in my pop brain, I was like, oh yeah, no, actually I'm talking very fast. So let me slow down because I always talk way too fast. And I feel like I just am speaking very slowly and it's just because I'm very high. So enjoy episode 7. And yeah, it is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026 at 8:11 p.m. I will never, ever, 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 ever forgive you motherfuckers. I will never for voting for Donald Trump. Never in my life, never for the rest of my life. I will carry that like a boil on my butt. You motherfuckers. I am so disgusted. I am so angry. I am so frustrated. My heart is broken. I fucking can't stand it here. You dumb motherfuckers. You non-listening, non-caring, non-feeling motherfuckers. Oh my goodness. And if I hurt your feelings, fuck you. Fuck you. Okay. 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 Mother fuck, dude. Fuck. Yo. Ooh. Oh my God. Okay, another in for more. I can't. Oh my God, I just hurt my fingers because I just like clench the air in anger and like in a like in slow motion and like I really hurt my knuckles. This isn't a laughing matter. Like I'm very angry. I'm very upset. I'm very fucking disgusted with you motherfuckers. And like okay, it doesn't matter how he's president. It's the fact that there are people who agree with it. There are people who are watching it. I read the comments. I see people that I know. I talked about it a bit, you know, last episode. I haven't posted it. You know, I think because when I record, I'm very vulnerable. I'm not vulnerable. I mean, I guess I am vulnerable, but like it's just stream of consciousness. And then I get a little shy. And then I go, okay, I'll edit it later. And then I don't edit it. And then too long has gone by. And I'm like, well, it's not relevant anymore. It's an old episode. So I got to record a new one. And so here I am recording a new one, even though I am going to post the other one. Fuck. Like, but I spoke about it. I spoke about losing a long friend, not even losing a friend, just making a decision to say, you know what, I can't be your friend because bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck are you on? And it's one of those things where you may not be making the pitcher of Kool-Aid yourself. You may not be fucking drinking the whole cup, but bitch, you took a couple of sips and I can smell that shit on your breath and I don't fucking want it anywhere near me. You know what I mean? Like, I can't, and that doesn't sound very nice, but like at this time in my life, I'm done being nice about certain things. Doesn't mean, you know, that I have anything negative to say about that person. Like I said before, like there's love in my heart always. The thump thump always gonna be there in my heart, but I just cannot. I can't look around every single day and see what's happening and feel what's happening and the despair and the hurt and everything that's happening and kiki it up with somebody who goes, yeah, that's cool, actually. And I know, I understand, like I said before, I understand, you know, it's like when, how do I fucking say this? It's like, I understand that for some people, their beliefs and the way that they move through the world and the way that they interact with other people and the things that they watch and view and listen to and read or don't read or whatever has everything to do with the environment that they're in, that they were raised in, what they know. It's like a fucking language. I fucking speak English because I was born and raised in New Jersey. So it's like, I understand that for some people, it runs as deep as the language you speak. I get it. I understand, but bitch, my stomach hurts. You know what I mean? I just, oh my God, oh my goodness. I've been saying that there's going to be a global gasp. And I've been saying that since it was announced that he was going to be president again, that there is going to be something that happens, something that is so, that makes everybody go. And I don't know what it is. But I know that it's going to happen, and I know that we are closer than ever to that moment, and it makes me, and it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that people, like, I fucking live in a rural New Jersey town right now. That's where I'm from. And I see fucking these people everywhere. You know, it's fucking, I grew up in an all-white town. I mean, definitely now in 2026, it's gotten a little bit more, flavor to it. You know, I remember my mom and I joke about this all the time about how whenever we leave the house, we see black people. And when we were kids growing up, like, that never was a thing. And so whenever my parents, or like whenever my mom would see a black person, like whenever we go to the grocery store, like, she would smile and she'd be so excited, and we wouldn't understand it. Like, we didn't get it because we weren't of the world yet. You know what I mean? But now as an adult, you know, at 33, I understand. But like, driving around, there's a bakery near me that we love, that we go to, that we, you know, we get stuff from there. The baked goods are delicious. Freaking, this bitch had a Klan car. I was at the local shop, right? This is not funny. I'm laughing in heartbreak. For years, for 4 decades, going to this bakery and getting birthday cakes and all this stuff. And I'm walking to shop, right? And I turn my head and I see the vehicle with the bakery name on it, Trump Vance. I said, what? I've been eating Klan Cronuts. I have been ingesting and enjoying Klan Cronuts. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Have I been there since that discovery? Yes. But it just doesn't taste as good, you know? But it's still fucking delicious. But like, it's just crazy. Or like, driving around, like, there's somebody who has a fucking, there's a person who commissioned this themselves, paid their own money, had this made by a professional, made the order, placed the order, and it's this big long ass sign that goes across their fence that says, thank you, President Trump, for making America great. Bitch, what the fuck? Are you okay? No, you are not okay. But what the fuck? So every time we go a certain way, we got to drive past that shit. And it's like, what the fuck? Are we okay? And I haven't driven past there in a while, so I don't know. And when it was announced that he was going to be president again, you know, when I said to my mom, I'm paying attention to all of the Trump flags that I see, and I'm going to watch them go down one by one. And I have been watching them go down one by one. It's been taking a minute. There's at least three and a half. And the reason why I say half is because there's one sign that has been left, and it's been through the weather and all this stuff. It's literally just disintegrated in the elements. The person either has decided, okay, fuck it, I'm too prideful to take it down, So I'm just going to leave it alone, because there's no way to me that I go, oh, any proud Trump supporter is going to leave that shit, rip it, like, you know, falling apart and crumbling outside. So either they're just letting it go by itself, because it's like, it's also kind of like inaccessible to reach to take it down. But your ass put it up in the first place. You okay, Ginger Bean?
My daddy, mama.
See how dogs just make everything better, because I was very angry and ranting, and now I'm holding a cute little baby, and I completely forgot what I was saying. She's sniffing at the mic. Don't lick my face, please. I just took a shower. I love you, but that's a gross, gritty girl. You eat poop. Off topic. It's what I was talking about before, but on topic to my thoughts. I have really bad contamination OC. Like, not like super bad, but like bad enough where, you know, I'm a menace to the people around me. And my hands are cracked and dry from how many times a day I wash my fucking hands. But like, I love my dogs. And so like, I will kiss them, I'll hug them. And to me, as long as I'm actively kissing them, the germs don't count. But the moment that I go, oh, the moment I'm not kissing them, it's a countdown to contamination. I don't know. That's just how my brain works. But I just took a shower and did my skincare, so I don't want her to lick me in the face. And she, you know, they love rabbit poop. They love rabbit poop. But anyway, so yes, I've been paying attention to the flags coming down and like all this stuff. And it's just like, I see it every fucking day. Like, my mom and I went to go get the rabies shots for the dogs. And the guy in the line in front of us was like hostile. And like, that's the thing. And this is why I hate when people will gaslight you about racism, because not only do I know that you're fucking gaslighting me about that shit, I also can fucking feel it. Like, you know, you as a person of color, a black person or a person of color, know when somebody is being racist. You can feel it down to your motherfucking toes, and it fucking is uncomfortable, and it's angering, and it pisses you the fuck off, and it hurts your heart. And it makes you kind of feel sick to your fucking stomach sometimes, depending on what the fuck that shit is. We could feel his hostility, the guy in front of us in line. And then he starts talking to this other man in line, and they're talking about something. I'm kind of like tuning out, like my mom, I'm just kind of like in my own world. And then I hear him talk up, they're complaining about the governor. They were spewing off like Fox News bullshit, right wing bullshit about what happened, the cheating scandal or whatever the fuck happened at West Point. I don't know, whatever bullshit they were saying was like cause for like, oh my goodness, like she can't be trusted. Donald Trump is literally a rapist, a pedophile. He's a murderer, and he's fucking ugly, bro. I mean, not that that matters, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my goodness. Anyway, and they're talking about it. And then they're complaining about this money. There's some kind of money somewhere. And he's like, oh, they should have given that money to Ashley Babbitt's family. Or they should have given that money to Ashley Babbitt. Like, I can't, like, but like, realistically, she was doing some crazy fucking shit that she had no business doing. She could have stayed her ass at home. But no, you know what I mean? And that sounds insensitive. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but it's like, let's be fucking for real here. What they did that day was not fucking normal. Okay. And I know, and I understand. Oh my goodness. I know. Spirit. I know that I am not being very nice, because as I'm talking shit on the left side of my body, the right side of my brain is going, bitch, stop. Because you know what? How tragic is it that she lost her life believing a fucking lie? That she believed in a malignant narcissist lies so hard that she lost her life for whatever reason brought her there. And a lot of it's trauma, because I saw it during the lockdown. A lot of people really went off the rails during the lockdown. And I know, I understand, I get it. Like I see it now as like, okay, I'm going really off topic. What happened during the lockdown in 2020 and COVID and everything, even though COVID's still very much around, was very traumatic. And for a lot of people, it was way too much. And so part of the reason why we're in this situation, even though I'm complaining and talking shit I understand that the reason why we're in the situation is because millions of people went through something incredibly traumatic in this country, and it was really scary. And I get it. I understand. Like, not even just in this country, globally, billions of people, we all collectively went through something incredibly traumatic. I get it. I understand. And it broke a lot of people's brains. A lot of people who seemed normal, I shouldn't say seemed normal, but a lot of people went down these rabbit holes because the isolation, the being, you know, it was scary. To me, it was, hey, that was the best. That was literally what I was like, is this what happiness feels like? Like, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, is this what it feels like to be happy? Haven't felt it since. But hey, I felt it before. I'll feel it again. But I know for a lot of people, it was really traumatic. And even now, like with like the mask, like, I'm a mask wearer. You will not catch me outside without a mask on unless I'm like at a restaurant, or if I'm like socializing in a way where it's like, the mask is a hindrance in some way. So I'm like, okay, I'll take the risk. But I am very strict. I'm a very strict masker. I'm a very strict hand washer and hand disinfector, alcohol wipes. Like, I still treat this shit like it's March 2020. And guess how many times I've had COVID in the last 5-6 years? Once. Because I got caught slipping at a restaurant and I knew it was the waiter. I knew it was the waiter because as he talked to me, when I inhaled his breath, I said, oh no, I hope I don't get COVID. And didn't smell bad. It was just the moment that the moment he exhaled and it hit my lungs, my body went, bitch, that was COVID. Oh my goodness. And, you know, not fun, but speaking of, I do have to get my vaccine because I haven't been vaccinated in a few months and I don't give a fuck. I hate when people talk. Okay, I'm going on a whole. This is like the leftist episode. I just, you know, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. The vaccine thing is a whole other thing to me too. I got people's hesitation. Like during the lockdown, people were like, I don't want to get a vaccine. I'm not getting a vaccine. I'm not doing that. Da, 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 da. They're trying to poison us. Like, I understand people being scared because if you don't have, I don't know how to say this in a nice way. If how you're receiving the information is through fear and through anxiety and feeling like, oh my goodness, there's something wrong, or oh my goodness, like I respected people not wanting to get vaccinated. I was like, okay, but wear a mask. You know what I mean? Like that's, but when it comes to like fucking hepatitis B and chickenpox and the flu and measles and fucking polio, bitch, sit down, take your shirt off. Well, lift up your sleeve. Keep your shirt on. Lift up your sleeve. You know what I mean? Like, I just, oh, anyway. But COVID was collectively traumatic for a lot of people, and it still is, and it still manifests today when people, like, as a mask wearer, I say all of that to say, as a mask wearer, I noticed how people will look at me, people will fake cough on me or fake cough near me. Joke's on you, bitch, because I hear you fucking cough and I go, oh, thank God I'm wearing this mask. And you guys know, you know, you know that masks work. You know deep down in your bones, because I had somebody say to me when I told them that I had COVID, they were like, oh my God, but you always wear a mask. How did you get COVID? But you believe that masks don't work. So what is the truth? You know what I mean? Like, you guys get it. But anyway, people get very hostile. People get very like weird, you know, when people are wearing a mask. Like, to me, I get it. Like, it's your choice. Like, if you're willing to take the risk, if you're just like, fuck it, I'll get COVID and lay in one times, like, you know, that's fine. I'll get sick all the time, that's fine. Like, you know what I mean? But to me, there are a few places where you need to always stay strapped, bitch. At the airport, at the doctor's office, on any public transportation, a la subway, any other type of train, in the back of an Uber, when you are in close proximity with strangers that you would not shake hands with, wrap it up, put the mask on. Well, actually, I think that's kind of like a fucked up thing to say, because a lot of people are like, bitch, what the fuck? What do you mean you wouldn't shake hands with a guy? I have OCD. I don't like shaking hands because I know you bitches don't wash your hands. I know I'm going off on a bit of a tangent again, but when I said that, a memory just flashed in my head from when I used to work at Macy's. The year is 2014, and I'm in the employee bathroom. I'm washing my hands. I'm getting a good lather. I come into the bathroom. Let me set the scene, actually, from the beginning. I open, I have to pee. I go upstairs to the employee bathroom. I walk in. I go, oh, someone is in here taking a shit. I can smell it. It smells horrible. I hope that they are okay. Let me pee, wash my hands, and get out of here. So I pee. I go to the sink. I'm washing my hands. A woman who I've seen working at the Origin counter in the cosmetics department. The Origin counter at the cosmetics department comes out of the bathroom after taking the nastiest shit I've ever smelled in my life. Goes up to the sink, looks in the mirror, adjusts her hair, smiles at me, opens the door, leaves the bathroom. I say, oh no. I know this bitch did not fix her hair with caca fingers. I know this bitch did not just fix her hair with caca fingers. I go, okay, Miss E. coli, all right, whatever. I am disgusted. It takes my appetite. I say, thank God, because at the time I was anorexic. So I said, oh, I'm disgusted. I'm going to go sit in the break room. I don't know why I'm speaking in this cadence, but for right now I am. I'm going to go sit in the break room. And I'm going to drink probably a ginger ale. A full sugar ginger ale. Because my blood sugar is low because, like I said, I was fucking anorexic. I'm sitting there. Oh my God, I'll get into it later. I'm sitting there. I look up. I see her. She opens the refrigerator. She grabs her lunch. She opens. Okay. She opens the refrigerator and she grabs her lunch and she sits down and she's unpacking her lunch, you know, and it's a nice, beautiful lunch. And so she had the full spread and it looked delicious. And I said, get me out of this fucking room. And I watched her, E. coli, fresh on her fingertips. I watched her reach into a little Tupperware and grab some nuts and put them in her mouth. And you know how, oh my goodness. And you know how, I can still see it in my mind. And you know how when sometimes when you eat something or when you're watching someone eat something and they kind of like stick their tongue out. Tongue to fingertips, bitch. Tongue. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Anyway, so that shit like that is the reason why I'm like, I have such contamination OCD, but I don't understand the mindset of someone who doesn't wash their hands after they wipe their ass. And I've said this before of like the essence of the, like, when I go to the bathroom, TMI, I can feel the essence of, even if I don't touch anything, even if like there's no like, oh, breakthrough accident. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, that happens. We're all human beings. Grow up. Even if it was just straight fingers to tissue, the essence of the poop is still there. It's on your hands. It's lingering, you know? And the birth of my, speaking of, since it's norovirus season, the birth of my contamination OCD, my germophobia, started shortly after the new year. In 2011, January 2011, I had norovirus and I was so sick. I was miserable. That is, if you've had the stomach flu, you fucking know that shit is so horrible. I was so fucking sick. And so I go on the internet. I'm like, what the hell? What is this? How did I get so sick? I look it up, norovirus. I go, oh, I have the stomach flu. Oh, okay. Because after I got sick, when it first happened, I thought it was food poisoning, right? But then when everyone else around me started getting sick in the house, I was like, oh, my sister got it. my brother got it, my mom got it. And I was like, oh, it's fucking contagious. It wasn't food poisoning. What is it? Norovirus. How the fuck do you get norovirus? Well, the only way to get norovirus is by using the bathroom after somebody who's had it. Like if they vomited in that bathroom or, you know, had diarrhea in that bathroom, you know, the particles are in the bathroom, right? Okay. Or, and I used to work at a grocery store at this time, you have to ingest the vomit and or poop particles. So like, let's say you shake somebody's hand and they have a stomach bug and they wipe their ass and didn't wash their fucking fingers and they shook your hand and then you put your fingers in your mouth or you eat something or you maybe you know, however you pick your nose, whatever you do with your hands, and now you're fucking sick. That turned me into a germaphobe so fucking bad. It is 2026. I am 33. I was 18 years old. I am now 33. I've been in this game a long time. I forgot what I was talking about. Just that quick. Anyway, masks. Anyway, like I said before, COVID was very traumatic for a lot of people. And it lingers in the way that people approach mask wearing and people who wear masks, right? And so a lot of people's brains broke during COVID. There was a kickboxing place that my sister used to go to. And I guess just like the stress of the lockdown, the stress of just the overlooming finances and you're running a business, the person who ran the kickboxing place slowly devolved from a nice, normal woman to, I'm going to storm the Capitol. And it's just because of going down the online rabbit holes, falling down the alt-right pipeline. The last episode, I could not remember for the life of me the word for pipeline. Bitch, I got that shit logged in now. But going down the fucking alt-right pipeline. And it's just, it's the stress. I understand. I say everything to say. I tell all those stories to say that I understand that, you know, it's more than just what's on the outside, right? It's more than just, bitch, you took a shit in the middle of the floor and you rolled in it and now you want me to shake your fucking hand. What the hell? You know what I mean? Like, it's more than my immediate reaction to discovering or seeing that someone's participating in the right wing bullshit. But I'm still fucking angry and fuck y'all. Like, dead ass. I just can't. It's like when someone fucking cheats on you. It's like some people can stay and it's fine. I mean, it might eat them alive, but like they can stay. But some people, like, you just fucking can't. Like, I'm not staying. Like, every time I fucking look at you, I think about the time that I had to sit and fucking Planned Parenthood. You know what I mean? Speaking of, actually, what a nice segue. Well, not really. That segued into two things. One, I had a mammogram today for the first time. I'm 33 and I had to have a mammogram because I had lumps in my boob. I had a lump in my left boob. And I had, I was wearing this like tight strapless bra and I drove in the car for about 3 hours. And I think just the way that I was positioned and sitting, it caused a cyst to develop and form. And when I took my bra off, I was like, oh, that hurts. And I have this lump. Oh my God. What is it? So I'm ignoring it. I'm thinking, okay, it must be from the bra. It must be from something. I know. Like, I'm like, oh, it's just a cyst. Like, it's fine. And then I start fucking seeing shit. And I'm like, you know me, I believe signs from the universe. Like, I'm very much a, oh my goodness, I just saw 411 on this license plate. What does that mean type of person? I'm like, oh, okay. But then I'm fucking start seeing this shit. It was fucking like, was it October? Is national fucking, is it breast care month or something? And my mom was watching the Jennifer Hudson show. And it was someone talking about, oh, I felt this lump and I didn't know what it was. And I tried to ignore it and then I couldn't ignore it. And then I went and I got a mammogram and it was cancer. And I was like, oh my goodness. And like, I keep seeing all this stuff about breast cancer popping up, and I'm like, oh my fucking God, like, I need to get this lump checked. So I go to Planned Parenthood to get my breast examined, because even though you weird right-wing freaks want to shut down Planned Parenthood, abortion is such a small part of what they do there. And yes, I've gotten an abortion at Planned Parenthood too, bitch, fuck y'all. It was a difficult decision. It was the right decision. And thank God I did do that, because the father was the devil. Anyway, so, but they do so much more than that. STI testing, cancer screenings, like, and so I was panicking and I was like, fuck, okay. So I decided I'm going to go and get a, tell them I have a lump. So I go, I get a lump, I get a pelvic exam, I get tested, even though I haven't had sex since freaking summer 2023. Not that anyone needs to know that, but you know, it's been a while, and I've gotten tested in between then, because I always get tested after every partner. And which is what you should do. One, you should get tested before, see everyone's my chart, do all of that, right? Absolutely. Do those things. Get tested. Use protection always. Get tested after that person. Be mindful of any symptoms that may or may not appear. And then after about 6 months, you're going to get a full panel. Blood included. Be safe. Be fucking safe, you guys. I'm not going to say it's scary. I'm going to say that it's real, right? Because I feel like saying, oh, I'm going off topic, but I feel like saying that shit's scary is very stigmatizing. And also, like, you know, it's not scary. It's real. It's reality. And we all fucking live in reality. So get tested, wrap it up, be safe, take your prep, all of that. Anyway, so I go and I get examined. She sends me off for a diagnostic mammogram and a ultrasound, and I am fine. It's just cysts. It was literally just cysts, and apparently I have multiple cysts in my boob, and I guess from the bra caused it to swell and caused it to be, you know, if there's any issues with it, I guess obviously they'll do something, but like, it's fine. It's just a little bit of a cyst. It's nothing. It is not serious. Oh my God. But speaking of infidelity, cheating, and Planned Parenthood. So I've discussed this a million and one times, but serial cheating, ex-fiance, obviously I'm going to go get tested because I'm a safe woman. I had gotten tested repeatedly. I want to say probably over the course of like a year, I probably got tested like every 3 months, just to be sure, just to be safe, just, you know, because I have OCD. I don't just have contamination OCD. I have rumination. Like, I just fucking, I got OCD all up in this bitch. And I remember anyone who's been tested at Planned Parenthood knows, like, the routine of you go, you get your 20-minute rapid HIV test, you get, you know, you pee in the cup, you get blood work, they test you for syphilis, they test you for HIV, they test you for gonorrhea, syphilis, you know. And so you go in, you wait for the 20 minutes. So I get my test. I get my test. This isn't funny, but I was so, oh my goodness. Anyway, finger prick, they put it in on the rapid thing. And I'm sitting there and waiting for it to develop. And they tell you not to look at it for the 20 minutes. And the nurse who was doing my test, she had to go and, like, she was working, doing her job, going to other rooms. This is in Los Angeles a couple of years. This was in fucking 2021 or 22. So she said to me, hey, while we're waiting for this to develop, like, she gets up, she goes, she comes back and she goes, oh, while you're waiting for this, pee in this cup so we can test you for pregnancy and test you for, you know, for gonorrhea and all this stuff. And I was like, okay. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I pee in the cup, I come back, and there's a woman standing outside of the door that I'm in. And I go, oh no. My ears start ringing. My heart is beating. I'm like, what is this? And she goes, hi, Taylor, I'm Dr. I almost collapsed. When I say, this isn't, it's funny because, you know, I'm retelling it in a funny way, but it's not funny. But I almost fucking collapsed. I was so scared. She goes, hey, you know, my name is Dr. I forgot her name. she goes, hey, I just wanted to come and talk to you and see that, you know, go over your results with you and see. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's positive. She goes, we're just talking to, I just go around to everyone and see how they're doing, see how the process was for them, just like, you know, talking to people. And she goes, okay. And I go, okay. So I sit down and she goes, so your test was negative. So what brought you to Planned Parenthood? Like, she was like asking those questions, and I am like, I'm literally sitting there panicking. I am so scared. And I think for me, it wasn't like, I'm very much an advocate. I'm very much the type of person who's like, you equals you, you know, I'm very much sex positive and let's get tested. Let's be safe. Let's do all that stuff. That's very much the world that I live in. But I think it's like, and if you've been there and if you've sat there, or if you've been with someone who's put your health at risk multiple times, the stress of sitting there, the stress of worrying, it's just the mental anguish of, oh fuck, this person may have done this to me. You know what I mean? And it's not even, oh fuck, this test might be positive. Oh, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my life? And when you are, if you peek into the spaces, or if you listen to the voices of those who are positive and you listen to their stories and you see them live their life, you know, you understand that it's just a chronic health condition that you just manage for the rest of your life. You know, especially now, you know, you equals you. But still, it's scary because it's not necessarily the virus itself, even though medications and all that kind of stuff, it's expensive and things, some people tolerate certain pills better than others and all this kind of stuff. It's not just, here, take this pill and you're fine. But I know that for a lot of people, for some people, it's, there are risks associated, and it's not just sunshine and rainbows. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that, but also it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your life. And so I know how common it is. And so I hope that the way that I spoke about it didn't come off insensitive, or, you know, because I know that there's someone listening right now, listening to it, and it's like, damn, bitch, I got HIV. You know, I have HIV, and she's talking about it, and da-da-da-da. Like, I never want to make somebody feel that way. You know what I mean? So I do want to be sensitive and understanding when I do speak about this subject, even though I tell it as, like, a humorous story. But, like, for some people, that it wasn't humorous. For some people, that was the day that their life changed forever. You know, for however it happened for them. I understand, like I said before, like I understand how common it is. Like, people think that STIs and STDs are, and that they're not common, but they are. They're very, very common. People just don't talk about them because of the stigma that's attached to it. But there's no reason to feel ashamed or embarrassed. To get tested, know your status, all of those things. Use protection, get vaccinated for HPV. I haven't done that. I'm going to do that. Get tested. Be safe. Okay? And if something slips through the cracks, it's okay. It is not the end of the world. Even if it's permanent, it is not the end of the world. You will be okay. You are okay. It's fine. Fuck, dude. I don't even know. Stream of consciousness, bro. Stream of consciousness. I'm just talking, and I hope it doesn't sound too crazy. And I hope that I'm not going too off topic. One of the things that I struggle with when it comes to the show, and when it comes to recording episodes and then not posting them, I think I have, like, I'll have an idea in my head of, like, okay, I want to talk about this, this, and this, and I'll make notes and I'll make an outline, and then I'll just start talking, and then I go so off topic, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm all over the place, and da da da. Who wants to listen to that? And, like, I start, like, fucking speaking negatively to myself in my head, and I'm like, bitch, just fucking stop. So currently, right now, it is 9:03 p.m. I'm very hungry. I have to eat. I don't fucking know where this was going to go, or what I had intended, or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know. I'm stopping recording right now, and I'm going to just release it. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, or any of the podcast platforms that you are listening on, take the time to rate it, you know, leave a review. share it with the people that you love, or like, or whatever. Yeah, hopefully I'll release this. This might be episode 7. If this is episode 7, hey, I didn't let the voices get to me. If this is episode 7, I didn't let the voices inside get to me. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm going.